bleed red.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
A very special episode.
A very special episode. We're doing things a bit differently.
Yeah, this time we're going to talk you through the story of Hanukkah.
This time, Gifton's topping.
Yes, my dreidel getting a spin today. Fucking hell, no. What I did today is something we talked about for a long while. We thought, what a perfect time to do it. Just in time for the holidays. Slash Christmas. Slash all the other
end of year festivities.
Yeah. How many is there? 1, 2, 3. I think there's 3.
Yeah. This film is not related to any of them, though, as far as
no,
I can remember.
No, which is a shame, because I would have liked to have seen a Christmas tree in there somewhere.
<You know? laughs> Or just to see all of that happening just on Christmas.
Yeah. Just see all the presents floating in the water.
Yeah. And all the kids floating away on the lifeboats, like, Mommy.
Oh, Mommy, what about my hoop and a stick? It's okay, Tommy. I've brought a clementine with me. You'll have that instead. Oh, thank you. What a rare delicacy at this time of the century.
Also the name of another one of Kate Winslet's characters.
Yeah. Well done. Thank you. That is a reference that I would have thought Tom would have got. So if you haven't guessed it, fucking hell, we are doing Spice World the movie. No, doing fucking Titanic.
Fucking Titanic, mate.
Or what else can we call it?
Fucking big ship.
Big ship, little ship. Crashed in a rock. Boat sink. There we go.
Yes, HMS boat sink.
Or just iceberg.
Yeah.
Or just berg.
Burger King.
Well, it kind of is the king of icebergs.
It's certainly the one that's most remembered in history.
Yeah.
I can't think of many other prominent historical icebergs.
That's because they're all gone, Tom.
That's true. That's true. Notoriously short-lived.
Yeah, fucking doing Titanic. And we thought we would spice things up. There we go. Second Spice Girls reference.
Nice.
By
by not watching
the film. We basically, a long time ago, with another film, we thought, oh, what if we had done this but not watched it and like just see what, you know, came out of our imaginations?
Yeah, rather than being tied to this happens, then this happens.
Yeah.
Let's just see as best we can remember and just kind of go for it.
Yeah. So when Titanic was on our list, we thought, huh, why don't we do it for that one?
Yeah.
Because we've seen it a few times each, and we roughly know what happens.
I've only seen bits of it, and it was years ago, so I have read a plot summary.
I mean, so have I.
Just to, like...
Yeah, we didn't want to go in completely blind, because we don't want it to be a shit episode, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we haven't watched it. Last time I saw this was probably maybe about 6 or 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very long film, so you have to really sit and watch it.
Yeah, and I mean, I was saying to Gifton before we started, like, reading the plot summary, I can't... How is it so long?
It's just so action-packed.
It's just so action-packed. But where... What?
Tom, she gets her tits out.
I know.
That's at least half an hour, because you have to wait while he sketches her.
In real time.
Yeah. James Cameron was like, I want it to be as fucking real as possible. You're going to sketch her, Leo. You're going to do it in real time. We're going to record it.
You've been taking those life drawing classes I sent you to.
Oh, yeah, sure. You better. They cost me 25 grand a pop. Yeah. I didn't just take that money and go to Vegas. So, yeah, fucking hell. We never have an idea what's going to happen, but I really have no idea what's going to happen with this episode.
Yeah, this
so,
one.
So, fuck all. As in F-U-C-K-L-E is what I meant, not fuck all. All
right, just fuck all.
What the fuck all? Yeah, I guess.
So, I keep picking up my phone to check notes out of habit. Like, right, where are we? What's happening?
Well, it's important, just so we're not, you know...
Yeah, I know, but
I haven't... Just so we don't jump to the end straight away.
But I haven't got anything on my phone today.
Oh.
I didn't make any notes when I read the plot summary.
Oh shit! I feel without my tool.
Watch out for iceberg.
Oh god! If anyone hasn't watched, I think it's on YouTube now. French and Saunders did a Christmas special on this.
I thought you were just talking about the film. It's on YouTube now.
I'm sure all the best bits are.
Yeah.
But French and Saunders did like an amazing like Christmas special where they parodied Titanic, and it definitely holds up still to this day. Yeah.
Okay.
There's just always a bit I think of because there's like these recurring characters of like the extras, and they're always trying to find ways to like be like big in the scene. So they finally get their chance where they're running around on the sinking ship and they're like, iceberg, iceberg, mercy for my dead baby. And he's just like, wow, give that an Oscar. So that's going to be my refrain for this episode. Just iceberg, iceberg, mercy for my dead baby.
Okay, cool. Well, there we go. We've got something at least.
Yeah. That's the only joke you hear this episode. Then, well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I guess this is our Christmas episode.
Yeah. Mercy for my dead baby. It's better than a lump of coal. I haven't made that joke anyway. Anyway, fuck it out. Let's start.
Right, so we start.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Looking for shipwrecks and lost our treasures with machinery. Because they're in a spooky pod. Oh, fuck, where is it? Pod. And the driver's name is Todd. And they find a boat wreck, and it is so sick. Under the sea.
And is old lady Rose like on board?
Yeah, she's the one driving the pod. She's like, I'm gonna fucking find his bones if it's the last thing I do.
Who the fuck told you my name is Todd?
Yeah. I sold that blue diamond and I bought a little submarine. I'm not sure if it works. There's a hole in the bottom. We'll see how far I can go. So it's just her with like a torch in her mouth and this little submarine that works by like just pushing a red button, and she's just hoping it takes her. She doesn't even know if she's in the Atlantic Ocean. She's like, I'm just gonna get in the sea.
She just found some water and got in it.
Yeah.
She's just in the pool in her hotel.
She's in Florida in her retirement community, just in the pool.
There goes Rose again.
Okay, so this time, guys, we put a Halloween skeleton at the deep end. So hopefully she finds it, and then she feels fine this time. So she comes up and she's like, I found him, I found Jack. They're like, you did find Jack. Well done, Rose. Now let me go warm up some Kool-Aid and let's have a little party. I forgot what your question was. What about Rose? Yeah.
It was like, so there's a party searching for the Titanic shipwreck, right? Looking for the locket. Yeah,
the research vessel called Academic Mstislav Keldysh. helmed by Brock Lovett.
Right. And they're looking for the necklace, right?
I think that's his personal agenda.
Right, okay.
I think the general thing is just to find treasure that might have been lost.
And Rose is like there on the ship with them.
No, so they find a safe and then they bust open the safe on the ship and it's got Jack's portraits in it. And they're like, oh my God, this picture of this hot chick, she's wearing the necklace I'm looking for. Because they've got like a news crew with them. And they're like, if anyone has any information or recognizes this, please phone in on 0800-555, that's my tits. And then old Rose is like,
that's my tits.
But yeah, she's like, well, I happen to have some information about that picture, Mr. Lovett. And then he's like, yeah. And then she's like, well, it's me. And then we get like the stunned, like, I think. Yeah. So they fly them out to the ship that their like submarine vessel is like docking at, that's in the Atlantic.
Right.
But yeah, her and her granddaughter, or great-granddaughter maybe. Or maybe granddaughter, I don't know. Rose is very old, but her granddaughter's not like super young, so it might just be her granddaughter.
Yeah, she's old as fuck. When is this, do you know when this is actually set? Is it set in like the 90s?
It says 1996.
1996, and the Titanic was 1912.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a long fucking time.
Yeah, she's like 100 and something, right, in this film.
What?
Because she was like 19, I think, on the Titanic. So when would she have been born?
1893.
Okay, so this is set in 96.
She was like 103, 104.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, sorry, you're right. 103. Yeah, so I think she says, I'm 103 years old.
Well, damn, Rose.
Like, you look high for 193. I wouldn't put you past 182. Sorry, I meant 82. You don't look 182. 182, you'd just be a desiccated mummy in front of me. With a telephone in her hand. And a tape recorder strapped to that. Yeah. In fact, this is all a hoax. I see this tape was bought in 1972 with just a recording saying, those are my tits. Press play, some duct tape stretched around it, and you were put by a telephone. Just in case this ever happened. But yeah, basically, they bring her on board the ship. Not the ship, on the helicarrier.
They take her down to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. They tie her to a boulder, throw her in the ocean, say, tell us your story.
Strap her to a chaise lounge and get her tits out.
If she survives, she's a witch. So basically, they take her into like the room with all the computers and shit. And they're like, tell us everything.
All the computers are here.
Yeah. A computer, Rose, is a thing that does high data processing in a matter of seconds. She's like, I know what a computer is. I was there for its invention.
On a chaise lounge with my boobs out.
After you sketched me, you put out an abacus and a bit of electric wire, and there we had it. You see, Jack could do big numbers in his head. Yeah. So she starts the story, basically. She was like, it was 1912. The air was dusty with the smell of gun smoke. There was smell of blood on the grass. There were dead soldiers everywhere. I was there, my lady antebellum dress, just walking through the bloodied corpses, trying to decide which side was going to be the victor and therefore which side I was going to say I was aligned with. Then I saw 12 black men with guns come around the corner and I was like, oh, I see the Union has won. I voted for you all along. Take me with you. I am your neighbor. No, fucking hell. She's like, she was 17 in the film. What did we say, 18, 19? Same difference, really. Well, not
okay,
really.
Yeah.
It's quite a big league.
So, yes. Yeah. Well, so yeah, if she was 17 in 1912, then she'd have been born in 1895. So she should have been either 100 or 101.
Okay, that's like not unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh! Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, so she's 101 dimensions. Yeah, so she's like, yes, and I was a beautiful ginger woman with a waist that's way too small and had this way too big. But I'd just seen My Fair Lady, and I was like, hey, girl, that's a style for me. Even though it hadn't been invented yet. I invented My Fair Lady. If anyone says any different, they're lying.
I noticed some rain on a plane.
But yeah, so we cut to fucking flashbacks. And we see Kate Winslet getting out of a car, looking at the Titanic and being like, ugh, it doesn't look any bigger than the D'Artagnan.
I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah, what the fuck is the D'Artagnan?
Yeah, some other ship.
Yeah, some dick. It didn't look any bigger than my last dick.
And frankly, I'm still recovering from that one.
Yes, we said we wouldn't talk about your surgeries on this trip, okay?
Yeah.
Look, it's not my fault that after the first time it grew back. But yeah, she's with her mum and her fiance Cal.
Yeah, who is like in a medieval royalty style arranged marriage.
I mean, I think that was just pretty common up until fucking like women's lib in the 60s, really.
I guess so.
Yeah. Like you kind of just married just because.
It will solve all of their financial problems.
Yeah, pretty much. And then it's only when divorce became less like taboo that people were like, I don't want to stay with you for the rest of my life.
You've solved my financial problems.
Yes, now drink this elixir and write me into your will.
Bye.
Shit, he should have wrote me into his will first. Okay.
Quick.
Take this Ipecac. Don't drink Ipecac. This is what fucking killed Karen Carpenter. She was only 32, I doth believe. She'd only just begun.
She ain't a carpenter anymore.
She ain't building shit.
She ain't sanding no wood. I assume that was who Karen Carpenter was.
But yeah, and Karen's like, oh, it's at least 3 times as big as the D'Artagnan, honey.
The fuck is the D'Artagnan? The fourth musketeer?
Oh, God.
He was the last vessel I rode.
And now I've got to ride this thing. I mean, look, it doesn't look any bigger, so I'm sure it'll fit. Look, if I can fit steam engines in here, I'm sure a cruise ship will be fine.
That's why I call it my harbour.
Yes. They call me Kate Harbour Winslet.
I mean, Rose Harbour, whatever my last name
Rose
is.
Rose DeWitt Harbour. <It's> But yeah, and then fucking, so she gets on the ship, and then we cut to Jack.
Yeah, playing Russian roulette around a table.
Yeah. And it's not Russian roulette. I was like, oh my God.
And he's the last one left around the table. Well, I guess I'm going on the Titanic.
Jack fucking takes whatever's in his pocket, happens to be a Titanic ticket, and he fucking runs to get on the boat with his friend.
Yeah.
Get on just in time.
Just in time.
Right on time. Let me tell you how I got on this boat. I was playing Russian roulette. And he shot himself. And I was like,
I was like,
oh God, so they like jump in through one of the portholes just as it's like taking
through
off.
One of the ship gaps.
Yeah. And he's like, man, did you see that rope in its spool? And then they find like their lodgings, and it's like bunk beds in steerage. It's like a really shitty room you've got to share with other people.
Yeah.
But they're like, hey,
the commoner's room, the peasant's room.
So they get on the ship, they stow away their belongings. We're like, oh man, let's go up to the top of the ship and look at shit. So they go up to the top of the ship. And then Jack's like, oh man, I'm the fucking king of the world. Woohoo! Wah! Wah! And then his friend's like, wah, 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 wah! And it's like, oh Jack, you're such a hot temptation. And he's like, what? He's like, what? I said nothing. I'm not gay. I like the boobs and the pussy, yes? Yeah.
Speaking of boobs, is that a lady over there on the stern?
It's like she just walked right in. Walked right in. Anyway, so fucking Rose is settling into her chambers.
Deluxe and rather lovely, which is not what can be said about her fiancé.
He's an arsehole, but also not. This is the thing. He isn't. He doesn't. Because it seems like he actually does like her, right? I can't remember a bit in the film where it's like, I'm marrying her because of this reason. It seems like he's an arsehole, but he does want Rose.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not like he's marrying her for money because he's got all the money and stuff. And so it seems like he does have some, but he seems just like a bit like a jackass. And she
obviously doesn't. Yeah, just like
him.
A villainous, possessive.
Yeah.
You know, competitor for the lead.
Anyway, so fucking hell, Rose is getting ready for dinner.
Rose is getting ready for dinner.
Yeah, the mum's doing up her corset.
Is this the part where I get my boobs out?
And I was like, no! That's in 1 hour, 17 minutes and 23 seconds. I've set your watch. I mean, your sundial.
Make sure you're facing north.
Yes. If the sun's not out, shine a light on it. By that, I mean a candle.
But make sure that's to the north of you.
Yes. I've given you a compass. A compass, a candle, and a sundial.
All the equipment a girl needs to know when it's time to get her boobs out in the film.
But yeah, she's like strapping her up in her corset, and Rose is complaining about doing something, about having to marry like Billy, and her mum's like, we are broke, Rose. And then Rose is like, what about all the money that Dad left? And she's like, there's nothing left.
I squandered it all.
Yes.
I embezzled it.
Yeah, what does embezzling mean? People say that and I'm like, yeah, but I actually don't have no idea what it means. Yeah.
I think it's like when you're running a company, you're in charge of a company's finances, and you're like siphoning money off.
Right. But yeah, she's like, there is nothing left. We are broke. We need this marriage to work out.
I need more money to embezzle.
Yeah. Do you want to be living in a cardboard box under the Brooklyn Bridge? And Rose is like, no, who would?
Then get embezzling.
Yeah. Look, here's your embezzle kit.
The book Embezzling for Dummies.
Yeah. You got a magnifying glass. You got a roll of quarters.
And a dictionary so you can look up what embezzling is.
Oh, God. So Rose is like, fucking hell. So they go for dinner.
Fucking hell, Mum.
Yeah, they go for dinner, and Rose can't take the stress of having to be this woman she doesn't want to be. So she runs up onto deck, and then she sees Ant as well, and then she...
I mean, the covers are packaged.
Yeah. I can't do their accents. Hello, and welcome to SMTV Live.
It's just there, Biter Grove.
Biter Grove. Foot in hell, Rose.
Wonky donkey.
Rose, what are you doing on the poop deck?
Yeah. I don't think he likes it. I know he's into some weird shit, but...
Oh my God, no, she runs to the edge of the ship and then she climbs on the railing and she's going to kill herself.
Yeah.
And then Jack's like, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
You still got to get your boobs out in 38 minutes.
Let me tell you what I would do if I were you. I would not jump in. but yeah, he's like, so when I was a kid, I fell into a lake, and then that lake felt like 1,000 knives. I imagine this is going to feel like the same thing.
Because of those propellers.
Yeah. Do you want to become rose puree? And she's like, no.
I guess not.
And he's like, good, then get back here. Get back here. She's like, no, right then. So she like pulls her up, and then she slips, and then she goes, ah! And then he's like, no, 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 no. He's like, don't let go, Rose. And she's like, I won't let go, Jack.
Just doing a quick action montage before I save you.
And then he pulls Rose up, and then she flies into him, and then they fall on the floor, and they're in a compromising position. And then Cal and his like butler appear.
And Ant and Decker like, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, looks like he's gonna put his penis in her there. I don't know if she wants it, but let's see what's gonna happen.
In today's Bush Tucker trial.
In today's Bush Tucker trial, we're gonna have a go at frozen shrimp. Here we go. Anyway, fucking Cal, the butler, and like onboard policeman, I guess, are like, hello, hello, hello. And then they were like, and they see the scene, which looks bad, and they pick Jack up. And they're like, you're under arrest for attempted assault on this young lady. And I remember it takes Rose a while to like put a stop to this. Because Cal picks her up and puts a coat on her, and he's like, oh, you're okay, blah, blah, blah.
Sounds like you're calling him Cal.
Cow. Sorry, it's my London accent. Yeah. Maybe let's just call him Billy from now on.
Yeah, Billy Zane.
Yeah, Billy Zane is like, are you right? And then Rose is like,
you're right, Rose.
And just as like Jack's about to be taken away, she's like, no, this young man helped me. I was looking overboard to see if I could see mermaids in the water. And I slipped. And this man happened to be here having a cigarette, and he grabbed me and saved my life. If it wouldn't be for him, I would be
puree.
Yeah, mer puree. Not mercury, mer puree. Not the poisonous substance, which they seem to think is fine to put in your teeth. And then Cow Billy is like, oh, well, I guess this man deserves a reward then.
Gives him a shiny sixpence.
Yes.
Sends him on his way.
Go buy Christmas pudding.
It is Christmas after all.
Yeah.
We're determined to make this a holiday special.
But let me ask you this. In Africa, do they know? But then Billy's like, well, I don't know why I'm doing him as fucking like an English fucking corporal, like ex-wild game hunter. He's fucking American.
He's like Van Pelt from Jumanji.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's like, well, you should join us for dinner. And Jack's like, okay.
Sure.
Yeah. And then the next day arrives, and it's all sunny on the ship. And then Rose and Jack meet up again. And then this is where they have a little, like, Rose is like, I never did say thank you for saving my life. And Jack's like, yeah, it's fine, man. It's cool, it's cool.
Yeah, no worries.
Do you want to see how far I can spit? And she's like, I want to do that too. And he's like, no, you got to really, like, huck it back. Like, and then she's like, oh. And he's like, no, you're not doing it right. And then Ruth, her mother, and someone else come along and like, oh, what are you doing?
You've been spitting with this guy?
Yeah. Have you been mixing spit? You know what I told you happens if you drink 6 pints of that? And he's, you know where he's been? In Paris, France.
And down below with the peasants.
Yes. You know that's what Nicole Kidman died of in that film. So they, like, he shows her some of his sketches of his French girls and stuff, the one-legged French girls and the other French girl. I just remember the one-legged French girl. She's the biggest part of that sketchbook, in my opinion.
I'll have to take your word for that.
Yeah. And Rose is like, oh, your eye is very something-something. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'd sell these and get a bit of
thank you. I would have liked a more specific compliment, but I suppose that'll do.
Yeah, I guess that'll do, donkey. She's like, what the fuck you call me?
I mean, pig. I mean...
I don't know, what do you call a rich person these days? My name is Rose Dewitbucketer. He's like, what the fuck kind of surname is that? She's like, I don't know, because it's spelled DeWitt Bucketeer.
He spelled Bukake.
But yeah.
This is the part where I get my boobs out.
Yeah, she gets them out on deck.
I've been working.
And then it's like, oh, call that color gold. Oh, God, sorry. That's just a saying that my stepdad used to say back in the day. And I was like, I never knew what he was saying, but that was his impression.
I still didn't know what you said.
Yeah,
it just sounded funny.
It's either Kodak color gold or call that color gold. And I don't know which one it is.
Well, then I don't know what hope I've got.
Let's go with Kodak color gold because it gets out of camera. It's like, oh, Kodak color gold. Snap, snap.
You're lucky, lad, Dick. You're going to get drawn like a French girl.
She's going to give you a bit of a mortable in on top of a... mortable. But no, somewhere along the way, they bump into Molly Brown because I think Rose gives him like a tour of the ship and just to be cool because he hasn't seen the first class quarters yet. And Molly Brown's like, oh, I hear you're the one who saved our dear Rose here. And Molly Brown is new money because she, from what I remember, there is another film about her. She... and her husband, like, they bought a bit of land in the south and they ended up on their land was a gold mine. So they become, like, stinking rich off of that. But because she was, like, she got rich later in life, she still had, like, that good heart. And so, yeah, she's like, Jack, what are you going to wear tonight to dinner? And he's like, oh, I'm just going to wear this.
And she's like, oh, no.
No, you can't show up in a clown suit. You can't show up in a clown suit and
expect to fit your feet under the table.
Yes, clown shoes are very big and obnoxious.
Now take it all off.
Yes, in front of me.
Like now, one of my French girls.
And Milan pokes his head around the door and he's like, oh, God, that color gold. Yeah. She's like, swing by my quarters this evening. I got a suit that belongs to my son. You can wear that. But I'm sure her son is not on this trip, but okay. Like, it's just her, I think. But yet she has
a gentleman likes suit. To bring his suit.
Maybe she's just like, you never know when someone might need a suit.
You know, and I could be that person.
Yeah.
Who says, I've got a suit you can wear. Yours has been damaged by the rising water levels.
Yes.
I mean, what?
Nothing. I didn't say that I just poked a hole in the side of the sternum. That's why they call me the unsinkable Molly Brown. So yeah, that night she gives Jack a suit and he polishes up all nice, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then he meets Rose on the beautiful grand staircase. She comes down in her little dress. Not a little dress, it's a nice dress, but like she's looking all spick and span.
Or spiffy.
Yeah, and they... That's spaffy. Kind of when they fall in love a little bit.
Yeah, because he's like, damn.
And she's like, oh.
Oh, shit, you're Leonardo DiCaprio.
Man, I loved you in, what's it, in Gilbert Grape and Romeo plus Juliet. And what other films have you been in before this? I mean, those two would do fine, I guess.
Yeah.
You're going to go on to a big career. We both are. We're going to do so well after this film. Yeah. It's like, thank you. I just hope I survive the movie. She's like, hmm. Anyway, yeah. So they go into dinner and they have to sit with all like the rest of her friends and family and have posh people dinner.
Yes. Which I'm sure, I imagine Jack feels uncomfortable with.
He does, because there's so many forks and there's so many knives.
He doesn't know what to do with them.
No, so he just throws them all up in the air and then catches them all again.
And then he just holds all of them at the same time in his hands and tries to eat his food like that.
Yeah, he's like, just give me all the meals at once and then I just can't be wrong.
Yeah, I'll put all of them on the same plate and hold all of the cutlery together.
He just goes under the table, cuts off his hands and he's like, look, I'm sorry. I need help.
I'm sorry, it appears I don't have any hands. I can't possibly use this fabulous array of cutlery.
Oh, but Jack, I thought you was an artist. I draw with my feet.
And by mouth.
Yes. Oh, can you use your feet to eat? Oh, look, I've lost my feet as well. Yeah. Damn it. I am now just a floating torso. Please spoon feed me. I'm sorry, Molly, for getting your suit all plasmary.
That's all right. The rising water levels will wash it off soon. I mean,
that's why they call me the unsinkable Molly Brown. But yeah, they are like, they sort of grill him a bit and say, look, like, does an artist make much money? And he's like, no, I don't make much money. But, you know, I believe that my wealth comes from all of the world that I've seen and the experiences I've had and all this shit and bollocks. And Molly Brown's like, well said, young man.
Top-notch shit and bollocks.
Yeah. And like some of the other posh people are like, yes, yeah. And then like...
Billy some Zane of them are like, eyebrow.
Anyway, Jack's like, he leans over to Rose and is like, do you want to go to a real party? And she's like, okay.
This is where I get my boobs out, isn't it?
Yeah. So they go downstairs and fucking hell, it is just pure 90s rave playing. And he's like, do you like this song? She's like, I love this song. And they both just throw their heads back and they're like, ah.
We were right on time. Just as we walked right in. What music are they actually dancing to, though?
It's fucking Irish fucking jig music. And they're fucking going downstairs and they've got one of those like shillelagh drums. It's not what it's called. Shillelagh is like the fucking walking stick that a leprechaun has.
It's a baron. Because I asked someone Irish that I know the other day how to pronounce it. A baron.
A baron.
It's pronounced, it's spelled like B-O...
It's spelled B-I-R-R-T-H. Oh, how do you pronounce that, baron? Okay. And what's your name? Norman. And how do you spell that? N-I-K-L-C-P-Q. Ah, oh, I love these Gaelic names. Anyway, fucking the men are doing shots of shit, and not shots of shit, that'd be weird. They're doing like shots of like hard liquor and doing card games and stuff. And she goes up, does a shot, and she's like, "So, you think you're big, hard men?" And then they're like, mm. And then she performs a feat where she grows a 10-inch dick and drops a towel on it and it doesn't move. They're like, "Fucking hell." And I was like, "Call that, call a gold." No, she fucking goes on point on her toes, which she shouldn't do in bare feet, but she does.
Oh, like ballet style.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Because so, that'll show them.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it does. And then she falls and Jack catches her. And then I can't remember what happens after that.
She immediately gets her boobs out.
Yeah. He's like, "I'm going to draw you right now, right here. Right here. Right now." And she's like, "Oh, yeah."
Rosie, okay?
Oh, God.
Oh, she's getting delirious.
Right. So, fucking hell. We basically get lots of them spending time together.
Yeah. And montage. Then,
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. What do? They like do some baking. They learn how to repaint the railings together. They have like fun, like cute bits for like, he puts a bit of white paint on her nose and she does the same to him. It turns out it's lead-based paint, so they both get really sick.
Holding hands in adjacent hospital beds.
Yeah.
They take a pottery class and he does that thing where he like comes behind her and helps her shape the pot.
Oh, my love. She's like, "Can you turn that gramophone off?" He's like, "I haven't got a gramophone." It's like, "Oh.
That's just what happens whenever people do this pose in a pottery class."
Yes. A small man just pops out of a box, sings a song, and then goes back in. Where's the man come from? Mm.
You might say he's a ghost.
And the Whoopi Goldberg pops her head in and she's like, "Rose, you in danger, girl." And then goes back out. That's a quote from the film. Anyways.
I've never even seen it.
Yeah, and then fucking one special night, Rose put... Ah, so Billy Zane has given her the Heart of the Ocean, which is this diamond. It's a sapphire. It's like a massive sapphire.
It's a super expensive necklace, you guys.
Yes, it was owned by like Louis the 14th or whatever like that. And it's like super rare. It's like really valuable, but he has it and he gives it to her. So she puts this on one night. She goes, she invites Jack to her court and she's like, "Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls." And he's like, "Okay.
I've been waiting for this bit since the start of the movie."
Yes. I got my axe in the corner. And I got my blowtorch. She's like, "No, I just want you to imagine I've got no leg." He's like, "It's gonna be difficult. But I'll try."
What if I promise to sew it back on afterwards?
Yes. If it doesn't work, I've got a whole lot of legs in my trunk that'll fit.
We'll keep it on ice.
Yes.
We'll tie it along and just have it trail in the ocean after the boat.
Hopefully a shark doesn't get it.
Yeah. We're moving pretty fast.
Yeah. It had to be a shark on a motorcycle.
One of the more terrifying ocean predators.
They call them street sharks. So fucking he draws are really good. And then they kind of have like a frolic after that. And so during this time, this is the bit where I remember, like, it zooms into her eye and zooms out of old Rose's eye. And then they're like, "Ooh, ah." And she's still, like, telling them the story in the ship.
"You didn't have to get them out right now,
I wanted you to have a clear idea of what he was working with. It's rather more difficult to hold them now, but I think you get the picture." I have to fling them off my shoulders, but hey, I've never believed in braziers. I don't believe in them now. A good waistband is all you need. So then we kind of cut back to them like running around the ship, having a bit of a frolic. Then they get in the back of a car to hide from Billy Zane's butler, who's like tailing them because everyone's getting suspicious about their
Billy's having them followed.
Yeah.
And then one of them like fogs up a window with their breath, and then the other one puts a hand on it and drags it down. Yeah. And then they're like, you know what that looks like? You know what that makes it look like we're doing, don't you?
She's like, no, what? So he pulls out a donut and a breadstick and he's like this.
Oh. Breakfast?
But now they fucking, they make love in the back of the car. And then Adam pops up and he's like, oh, God, God. Snap, snap. Yeah.
They bat him away with a newspaper. How do you keep getting in here?
Oh, God. So then after that, they run onto the deck of the ship. And then that's when we fucking see it.
Yell, yeah. There's a man standing in the water.
Yes.
He told me he's going to kill my ship. Please, Mr. Man.
Please, Mr. Man, do not use your sledgehammer. Please, Mr. Gabriel, don't use your sledgehammer. Oh, God. But no, fucking hell, yeah, the ship crashes into the iceberg and the iceberg like ruptures the bottom of the ship. And everyone's like, ooh, I didn't feel good.
No, I say.
I said I didn't feel good at all, Watson.
Indeed, Holmes.
I tried my best, sir. Well, use more lube next time. So
you did some hull damage.
Yeah. They get back to her room and everyone's there. And Cal, Billy Zane, has like found everything, basically. And he's like, oh, thank God we found you, Rose. I thought you'd been, taken
abducted.
Away.
Abducted.
And he
slips something into Jack's pocket.
Yeah, so he slips the Heart of the Ocean into Jack's pocket. And then he's like, oh.
But why does he have it? I thought Rose had it at this point.
Because she returned it back to the safe along with the charcoal.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then left a note for Billy Zane. As far as I know, and what Wikipedia told me, there might have been a whole thing in between
it. It was probably a whole thing. he plants it on Jack to then have someone find it and be like, you be like, stealing, motherfucker.
Someone broke into our vault, blah, blah, blah. And then the ship police search Jack and find it.
Ship cops.
Yeah. ship cops.
What you gonna
do? Like, what? And he's like, Rose, you know me. I'd never do this, Rose. You know me. And then he's like, see?
She's like, happens. I don't know you.
Yeah. I don't know that bitch. I never seen that bitch. And Billy Zane's like, see, this is what happens when you fool around with boys from steerage. And she's like, oh, conflicted about it. So they go down and lock Jack up down in the office of someone.
The ship dungeon.
The shungeon. Or the dip. Put him in the dip.
Down in the dip.
No, it's garlic and herb, my least favorite. Yeah. yeah, and then fucking basically the ship starts to sink.
Basically, I think we get some stuff with like ship people, captains going.
There's lots of like scenes of before this where they're like, oh, this is an unsinkable ship.
Oh, oh, hey, nobody gonna sink the ship. Not Peter Gabriel, not nobody. And then and then it gets whacked with a sledgehammer and they go, oh no.
Oh no, it turns out the sink can ship.
We didn't think it could.
But if you give it a bit of parcel tape, a box and a label, it does wonders.
Now get down to the oil and patch it up. Here's your label maker.
But yeah, we fucking get to like the guy designing the ship is on the ship and
he's like, nah, it's fucked, mate.
Yeah, he's like, oh, what is this? <big?"
laughs> It just stood next to a big gaping hole in the side of the ship. Yeah. He's going, oh.
Oh, look at all the water coming in.
Oh, that's bad, that is. That's the one thing you don't want a ship to do.
when you go to shipmaking school, they say you don't want water getting in the ship.
Yeah. And as you can see, that's not what we've got here.
It's fun for the first 5 minutes.
Because you can splash around.
Yes. But then you think, oh shit, it's up to my ankles. Like Rose is dragged along, obviously, with Billy Zane because they're all like first class. We're like, oh, we're going to get on the boat. And then the guy, like the captain or something, he's like, these fucking lifeboats are only like half full. Like, fill them up, man. Ah, so that happens basically. And then Rose is like, I can't leave Jack. And they're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, fucking hell.
And she's like, I gotta go. So she runs off and then she runs down into the bottom of the ship and then she hears Jack. Because she's like, Jack, Jack. And he's like, Rose, Rose. And then she finds him in an office, chained to a pipe. She's like, fuck, Jack.
Damn, Jack.
Yeah.
You damn. In a predicament.
Okay, so it's either we chop off your hands again.
I remember you did that a few scenes ago. I'm impressed you got hands again.
Or I try and pick the lock with a strand of my hair.
It's very strong.
Yeah. Or I just quietly wait here for you until a handsome prince comes and rescues us. Yeah.
Jack's like, yes, that one.
But yeah, he's like, Rose, fucking, there's keys in the thing. And the ship's filling up water, so she tries to get a key out of the key box, but there's like a ton of keys, and she drops them all.
Oh, Rose.
And it's like, time is of the essence. But she finds an axe in her dress.
Ah, yes, my axe dress.
Mama always said, never leave house without a roll of paper and an axe. Why? You never know when you might get cold and need some firewood.
What's the paper for? It's a diagram of how to chop wood.
Yes. It's like those little diagrams you get in a Kinder Surprise, you know?
Yeah. Well, you used to when the toys had small constructible parts.
Yeah. It does come with googly eyes, though, so I can put those on the log. So when I'm chopping it, it looks like I'm killing a person. Anyway.
Jack's like, oh, that's...
So she fucking gets the axe and she, in one fell swoop, she fucking breaks the seal and she pisses everywhere. Yeah, she does it and he's like, oh, Rose, I didn't think that you could do it, but you did it. I'm so proud of you, Rose. Blah, blah, let's kiss. So
they do.
Fucking try and make their way back up to the top of the ship because everything's filling...
Filling up.
Fucking filling up with water.
Through all the fucking ship gaps.
So they get back up to the top and then she meets Billy Zane again.
And yeah, he's and like, he's all like, you get on a lifeboat, Rose. I've arranged for me and Jack to get on another one.
Yeah.
But we all know he's a bastard and has done no such thing.
Yeah, and Rose is getting lowered.
Yeah, and at this point, Billy has given Rose his jacket, right?
Yeah, because she's all cold.
Yeah, which has the Heart of the Ocean in the pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she has it now.
And then she's getting lowered down, and she's saying goodbye to Jack with her eyes, and there's fireworks.
Fireworks?
Yeah, she's like, baby, I'm a firework. And then she's like, I can't leave him. Katy Perry said not to. She said, boys that come from steerage are unforgettable. They draw pictures of my boobies. So she jumps off the lifeboat and back onto the ship and everyone's like, oh. So Jack runs down and then they meet up. And
yeah, like, everyone's like, oh. Rose, you're killing me.
We're all just trying to get off the ship and this bitch just keeps jumping back on.
Fucking jumping back on. You had your own private lifeboat and everything.
And Jack's like, oh, Rose. And she's like, I couldn't leave you. It's like, it's okay, Rose. And then Billy Zane like grabs a random like orphaned girl at this point. And he's like, please, please, me and my daughter, we need to get on a boat. Anyway, so fucking basically they sort of prepare for the ship to sink. They find their way up to the top of like the bow, which is now like almost vertical. And then Jack's like, Rose, when this goes under, you gotta hold your breath and jump off at the last minute. And she's like, why? She's like, because you don't want the undertow to drag you down. And I was like, I'm sure it would anyway, no matter. You'd have to jump off like
really far.
Yeah. But, I mean, whatever happens, it works because they're fine. But, yeah, they find a floating piece of door and Rose is like, no, only I can fit on this. Jack's like, okay, I'll just stay in the water. I'm sure I'll be fine. So, yeah, they talk to each other for a bit.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, I'm frozen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Jack, here, look, I'll give you a kiss. Oh, it's really cold. Do you want some chapstick? Do you want some Kodak Hello Gold?
Yeah. And a decker right here on this door.
Yeah. We could fit on the board, but he couldn't. Yeah. What a strange turn of events.
What a Saturday night takeaway.
Oh, God. But yeah, Jack's frozen solid because he's been in the water for that long.
Yeah. And he sinks down.
Yeah, she's like, I'll never let go, Jack. And then she does let go.
And then lets him go. But hold on to him in our heart.
Yeah. And we get the...
Yeah, that. So Rose sort of, what, paddles around, but sees a boat and she, like... I remember her... This is one of the bits I remember clearest from the film. She sort of paddles over and gets a whistle off someone's life jacket.
Yeah, well, she sees a tennis ball in the water and she's like, I can't just ignore that. Yeah. And then she gets it and she's like... And then she sees a whistle and she's like...
She needs someone to throw it for her again. Yeah. So she like paddles over to the boat.
But yeah, she finds a dead person with a whistle on. So I'm like, who the fuck had a whistle on who's dead? Someone who's ultra prepared, I guess.
Well, it was off a life jacket, wasn't it?
Oh, do life jackets?
Yeah.
I guess they...
Have a little torch and a little whistle, usually.
I don't think they had torches on those ones, but they probably had a whistle.
Oh, maybe not then.
Yeah.
But...
Maybe they had a match and a candle. Yeah, she blows the whistle. Yeah, because she sees the rescuers, not the mice, the guy coming back. And he's like, Is anybody alive out there? Is anybody alive out there? And then she's like, so she swims, finds a whistle, and she's like, and then he's like, is someone's phone ringing?
Yeah. And they shine a light on her and go, yeah. No.
You look all gibby. So yeah, but she ends up on wherever they end up, and then she puts her hand in a one hand in her pocket. She fucking finds the heart of the ocean, and she's like, ah. So it kind of ends Rose telling her story where she says we were rescued and blah blah blah. I heard that Billy Zane killed himself during like the Wall Street crash in 2009, and you know I married again and blah blah blah. And everyone's crying and they're like, oh man, did you ever like think of Jack again? She's like, I think of Jack every fucking day. Every time I have a bath, every time I sit on my tumble dryer. And the guy's like, and you never know what happened to the heart of the ocean. And she's like, I think it went down with the ship. And then later that night, old Lady Rose gets out into the ship bow.
Old Lady Rose.
Yeah. And she has the heart of the ocean.
She's had it the whole time.
Yeah. I thought the old lady drowned into the ocean in the end. Well, I swear I'm down there and got it for you, baby. Aw, you shouldn't have. Oops, I did it again.
That's what that's from.
She drops it into the ocean. She goes, whoop, and drops it into the ocean.
Yeah.
And it falls down to the bottom. And she goes to sleep that night. And she fucking dies.
Dead.
Yeah.
Dead Rose. Wilted Rose.
Oh, just like in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Her last petal falls.
Yeah.
And the curse is broken.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. Titanic. Yeah. She goes underwater and she sees Jack again. Da, da. Jack, it's me. And then he's like, it is you. But yeah, she goes down to like the ghost ship of Titanic and it's all alive again and everyone she was friends with on the ship claps her. And then she sees Jack standing on the stairs and she looks all young again like she did on the night where she was all dressed up in that nice dress.
Yeah.
And then they kiss and then the fucking film comes to a close.
And the fucking film ends.
And what's the ending song that plays over the credits?
Is it the Celine Dion one?
I think you should join me in a quick rendition. Yeah, for not my dreams, I see you, I feel you, that's how I know you.
I don't really know the words.
Oh, God. So, yeah, that's the end of fucking our rogue version of Titanic.
Yeah, and we'd normally talk about our thoughts and feelings on the film, but I still don't really have any.
I used to bum it when I was a kid. I don't know why.
But then the video stopped working.
Got all gummed up in the machine. But yeah, everyone loved this when it came out. Like, it was playing at cinemas for like a full year. I remember that much.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I hope you enjoyed your voyage.
Maiden voyage.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking hell. Stay safe. This is why I don't think anyone should ever go on a cruise.
Yeah.
Just stay out of the water at all costs.
We're land-based mammals.
Yes, there's a reason we don't have blowholes.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, God. Anyway, I've been gifted.
I've been Tom.
And Cola's been good.
Whatever that means.